Welcome back to the Power Hour. Our next guest, I want to give a little background. I've come to know him and talk to him off air a good little bit, a fair bit, and get to know a sense of him and to know his heart and a good sense of him. That's a better way to say it. And I consider him a friend. I consider him an ally. I consider in this global, universal humanities battle against choosing light and dark, for in the simplest terms, he is my friend. He is right there with me. And I've said this over and over again. We're talking about immigration, talking about no matter what in terms of those questions. I don't care if you're purple. I don't care if you're Hindu. I don't care what quote unquote religion you claim or what color you are or what language you speak. I don't care if you are for the Bill of Rights, if you are for the basic premise of the Declaration of Independence, if you are for freedom, if you are for liberty and health and joy and success under our Creator, if you're for those things, then you are my friend. I got emails because our next guest comes from an Islamic background, and I got emails about this, and I'm just going to confront it head on. They're meaningless. And these religious tags become meaningless in this overall arching battle. And please just save your emails. Don't send me other emails about this. Okay. Just save your breath. Dr. Ibrahim Jaffe is my friend. I'm glad to have him on. And if you want to learn things, you have to get different perspectives and you have to not be afraid to even be wrong. You know, maybe he's wrong about some things. Maybe I'm wrong about some things. But you cannot push the envelope. You cannot go further. You cannot reach for the light until you get out of your box. That's just a fact. That doesn't mean I'm going out, you know, doing some crazy nonsense thing. That's not what that means. Anyway, that's kind of I don't even know if I needed to do that, but I wanted to do it for Dr. Jaffe, for him to know what I think of him and the respect I have for him. He is a physician. He is a Sufi master. He has helped patients all over the world. He is world renowned. People all over the world come to this man to achieve dramatic healing results for conditions that Western medicine has deemed irreversible or terminal. He is a light worker. That's what I like to call him, a light worker. His website, FFE, drjaffemd.com. Without any further ado, Dr. Jaffe, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Hi, Daniel. Thank you for that amazing introduction. I'm delighted to be on your show. And, you know, we were talking ahead of time, but, you know, it is a time where, you know, people are really having to look deep to find the truth, you know. And truth is really a light, and people may not realize it, but it's actually a light that's sent from God. It's sent to all people. It comes in the heart, and it guides people to what God wants. And, you know, God, you know, we're all God's children. You know, we're all here to try to follow the truth as deep as we can. And then, you know, I were talking before, you know, I think what's really happening is we're at this time where we're seeing, you know, such incredible things happening, both positive and negative on the planet. And, you know, what I feel myself is that I've come up with a slogan. I call it "People of the Light Need to Unite." And I think I really stand for that, which is that this is no longer about, you know, Christian, Jew, Muslim, Hindu, Buddhist. It's about light and dark. You know, it's about people seeking oneness and seeking love and seeking unity, and people seeking to fight, to destroy, to be right, to hurt each other, and you know, the darkness. And I think that this is a time where, as a global civilization, we have to go into a state of unity. And that means that I really think that all people have aspects of the truth in their hearts, and all religions have truth. And they all are seeking to know God. We're all seeking to know God. So I think what we have to do is unite together, you know, because we're only going to be seeing more of these crazy things going on, these things all over the world. But if you really look deep, that's really about the darkness. That's what's really going on. People are getting caught by it. And those things are working through people, and it's creating all sorts of trouble.
Let me ask you, well, to piggyback on what you just said about the religion seeking seeking God and seeking truth and what have you. I think that's the core principles of religion. And I know I'm going to get emails about this. But at the same time, religions are used to control. Yes, religions, in the name of God, more atrocities has been committed than just about anything. Okay, fine. There you go. I just saved you from having to type an email. Okay. And I don't mean to be rude. It's just, for most people who are hearing this, you would not believe some of the emails I get. Some of the emails Joyce used to get. Some of the emails Joyce used to show me. I'm like, oh my gosh, really? Okay, whatever. This is an important discussion. And it's important that we have a man like Dr. Jaffe here to discuss some of these things and his perspective. I hope you keep an open mind, and I hope that you get something from this. Because if you have a sense of light, then you will get something from it. You mentioned that a lot of positive things are coming in the world. You see darkness and you see positive, and both of them growing. What positive things do you see in the world?
I mean, I think the level of human consciousness is higher than it's ever been, globally. I think more people are working for love and for truth and standing up to what's not right. As much as a lot of what the millennials, there's sort of a millennial thing. I've got a bunch of millennial kids. They say, Dad, your generation left us with all the crap. You gave us global warming. You destroyed our environment. It's your fault. It's you guys who did it. And now you want us to listen to you? Are you out of your mind? We're not listening to you guys. You guys know what you're talking about. That's what I hear from not just my kids, but lots of kids that show up at our place from, the schools. And I understand that, because they're left with a lot of the messes that we made. But, at the same time, what's happening is that people are starting to come together now, and they're really saying, hey, what is the right thing to do? What is the right thing for our oceans? What are the right things for our environment? What is the right thing for people? And they're looking for it, and they're asking those questions. So I think that that's an amazing shift in consciousness. So I think we have to really look that the world is evolving in a positive way. I think that the internet has caused positive and negatives. People are on it forever and they've lost connection. But the other side of it, it's like we're no longer operating in a vacuum. I can talk to people anywhere in the world now. And it used to be that we could only do that through a ham radio or something like that. Now we all can talk to each other worldwide and we can hear our views. You know what I'm finding? We're all the same. I don't see any difference.
You mentioned darkness. At the same time, you see a light growing or a positive aspect accelerating. I call it a polarization. You're seeing things go from either side or up, down, however you want. I think it's more up, down than right, left. But you talk about the darkness. What do you see on the quote-unquote darkness side? How would you define it, and where do you see it operating in the world?
Well, I think, first of all, I believe we're in the time of the second coming of Christ. I think it's here. I'm in my heart, I'm 100% clear that it's going on. And I think that you see that time of, the Christ and the Antichrist. And I think we're seeing that polarization throughout the world. Now, of course, some of it, gets focused on Islam. Islam is going to be the bearer of the Antichrist. And I think there's truth to that, in that there are certain fundamental sects that will bear that. But I don't think as a group that that's the case of Islam. So I think there has to be a separation. I think that's a misunderstanding. But at the same time, I think that we are seeing the polarization of light and dark. And when you go in the inner world where people are affected, the darkness doesn't just show up on the outside. It can show up like a Nazi, or it can show up like a Stalin. But before it shows up like that, what it really shows up with, there are those deep, dark voices inside of us that begin to tell us that we're no good, tell us that we're powerless, tell us that we're afraid, and tell us to go into separation and to hate. And I think that those voices are getting incredibly strong on the planet right now. And I think that the first group that are being impacted by it are the sick people who have kind of sickness in their minds, schizophrenia, bipolar, things like that. I think that they can hear those voices. They're more open. And so those people are the first ones that are getting impacted. And a lot of what you're seeing out there today are coming through sort of people who have listened to it. But I think that the rest of the world, we are being impacted by those voices, and we have to be strong. And we have to learn how to set inner boundaries in ourselves. anyone. You know, and I've spoken to my banker, and I've spoken to a guy who I sold the house to, sold my house to me and so forth. And they're all saying the same thing. They're all feeling this incredible sense of something pushing on them, and they're trying to stand up to it. They don't understand it, but they know deep inside their being that they're facing something. That, I think, is the real darkness.
That is a very profound concept that you just had, and it encapsulated in a real simple terms what I've talked about ever since I got on this radio show. I never knew and I've tried to describe it for the audience. You know, once, if you're just sitting there, you're living your life, you're going back and forth, there's a certain level of, pressure. You know, there's different pressures, there's different influences, what have you. When you talk to thousands and thousands of people on the radio, your voice goes out over the world, literally. I mean, it's not like I'm Walter Cronkite or anything, but this is not a small radio show. And when you talk, when you're speaking to that many people, you connect to them. You feel you're tuned in to the good, you're tuned in to the negative, you're tuned in to the force around that doesn't want this to grow. And when you speak light, when you speak truth, especially some of the things that we've really focused on here about who we are and blah 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 and that kind of thing, there's an energetic blowback that goes on you that I would have never expected. And it is like a refiner's. I don't know how else to describe it. We've talked about it quite a bit off air. Explain that dynamic a little bit.
I mean, you're 100% right. When, you know, in your position, you know, as a, you know, kind of a major talk show person who's reaching so many people, that consciousness connects. So you connect to them and they connect to you, and you're reaching all sorts of people. And some of the people are going to love you. Some people are going to hate you. You know, you're going to get both. And in that, in your place, you're going to feel all that. It's going to be subconscious. You may not feel it on the outside, but inside you will feel it. And of course, I think that, you know, the more light you bring to the planet, you know, the more you can make certain changes, you know, and I think you're doing a good job of that, in my opinion. And I think that there are going to be forces that don't want you to do that, and that they initially will come to you in the form of, you know, sort of darkness within your own, you know, having to deal with it within your own being, your dreams. It comes into you, you know, in your thoughts. These things will come. Now, that's not just, you know, you. I mean, I was listening to Jewel, you know, she's a singer, and she was saying that she reached the top, you know, and she was bringing a really beautiful message of love. And she said, as I reached the top, I hit the bottom, you know, but really what happens is when people are bringing light out and they reach these large levels, the darkness really goes after them, and then they hit the bottom because they don't know how to deal with it. So I think all people who really bring a strong message to the world have to learn how to protect themselves and keep themselves strong inside. Otherwise, they're going to be at the impact of those voices.
I have said, and I don't believe this, I know this. As this time's going forward, people think, oh, it's going to be awful. This is a terrible time. I choose to look at it a little differently. I see this as the greatest time because the contrast and it's almost like a weightlifter or resistance or whatever. Our spiritual ability cannot be pushed to its limit. Our ascension and our belief and our conviction cannot be tested to the point where it allows us to, you know, be in the world, not of the world. Well, you can't be in the world, not of the world. You can't rise above the world unless the world closes in on you. So the only way you can rise above the world is if the world's closing in. So this time is really, you know, the greatest chaos maybe we're entering, but it's also the greatest opportunity, the greatest light, and the greatest opportunity for love that we've ever seen. Your thoughts?
I'm right with you. I mean, what you're echoing is some of the classic, you know, spiritual understandings of more enlightened paths. You know, you hear this in Sufism, you hear it in Buddhism, so you hear it in other paths where, you know, people are seeking that level of enlightenment. And this is a common place of knowledge, which is that every time you're going to launch something new, there has to be a negative effect to fight it, to launch it. So Christ has his Antichrist, you know, Moses had his Pharaoh, you know, Abraham had his King Nimrod. You know, it's like every great teacher has its anti-teacher. And at the same time, whenever a civilization civilization, and in this case, we're in a global civilization. We're not even really, you know, countries anymore. We're really becoming global. There has to be an anti-global thing. And I think that's what we're seeing. And I think that from that anti-global thing, we're going to launch something so amazing. It's going to set, you know, really what's coming is love, where we're stepping into an age of love and connection and oneness and caring and lack of separation and lack of differences that we've probably never seen on the planet before. I'm with you. I think we're going to see an amazing time going forward. And, you know, the Bible says, you know, Jesus wins. You know, and the Quran says that at the end of the day, the light wins and the love is going to come on. And it's not the separation between, you know, Islam and Christianity and Judaism. You know, people have to get over that. That's really the human mind stuck in its boxes. You know, God is there. God wants the love to win, the love for everybody. He wants the peace to win for everybody. That's what's really going to win here, not any particular anything. So I think we have to be strong, and we have to go into the true message of Christ, which is the message of love, the message of peace, the message of mercy. That's what he brought, and that was for all people.
Let me ask you about your work. You know, you're a quote. Yeah. I mean, people would call you a spiritual healer. I mean, people with the craziest problems, health problems in the world that the Mayo Clinic, the best doctors, quote unquote, in the world can't handle. You end up getting some of these people. They find you somehow, and you're having a lot of success. Tell a little bit about what you do. We got about 4 minutes or so before the break. Tell a little. What is it that you do? What is spiritual healing?
Okay. Well, I'm a medical doctor, and so I just want to be really clear that spiritual healing is not in lieu of medicine. They actually work together. And spiritual healing brings in the spiritual aspect or the deeper causative things that are causing problems in illness. For example, we had a lady who had Tourette's. Tourette's is a problem in the brain, and what ends up happening is they have these violent outbursts. And they treat it with medicine, but it's not very effective. And she was at it for 20 years and was getting to the point that the outburst, she'd scream and she'd yell and she'd have all sorts of problems like that. She'd punch things, and she couldn't control it. Doctors gave her medicines, didn't work. So when she came to me for spiritual healing, what we did is we accessed what we call the light of God itself. And the light of God was able to kind of shine on something deep in her unconscious. And when we went into the deep unconscious, what we found was that she had been really deeply traumatized by her father, and that the issues in the brain were this hidden, repressed, traumatic issues with the father that had been covered up. And once we were able to get in there with that light, unveil what was in there, and release it, purify it, which is what Sufism means, to purify, we were able to release it, so she returned to love. That took about 40 minutes. At the end of 40 minutes, about 80% of her symptoms that had been going on for 15 years disappeared. It was over. You see, the symptoms were really kind of the overflowing of unconscious places inside. So spiritual healing is, at least the kind that I do, is about accessing the Spirit of God and how to bring that down to help a person, guide a person to what's unconscious inside of them and help them clear it and purify it. All right, when that happens, we see healing.
Let me try to summarize, and you tell me if this is accurate, you know, whatever. So basically, the problems that we had, so God made us perfect and gave us DNA and gave us, you know, potential and divinity within us. The Spirit of God is within us. The kingdom of heaven is within us. We're here. And when we separate ourselves from God, through the fall, we come into a world of duality, a world of contrast, for lack of a better word. We have a world of contrast. We have choices. You know, we put this in terms of God and Lucifer. That's kind of the biblical story, you know, Hasatan and God. So when we separate ourselves from God, when we believe something from the great deceiver, the great accuser, the great liar, Lucifer. So when we believe a lie, that creates an impact and creates an effect in our system that God has created us. We separate from God at some level, and that lie that we believe holds us, and it manifests in a state of some sort of disease or some kind of problem. Would that kind of be accurate?
You got it right on the nose. That you perfectly got it, Daniel. When people are influenced by those voices or those thoughts, you know, and there's a choice. The only thing she left out was the choice. There's always a choice. You know, where somebody has to choose to go left or right. They have to choose whether they follow those voices or they don't. Unless they make the choice to follow them, or they get seduced into following them, or whatever happens with that. Once the choice is made, then they go down that path of separation. Once you bring that separation into the system, into the body, or the mind, or the heart, or the soul, there is illness that starts to manifest out of it. And most diseases are really nothing more than manifestations of those choices. If we can find that choice, return it back to a choice to stay in the divine alignment, many, many diseases disappear. And that's what spiritual healing is. It's finding why we left God. How do we get back to it? What happened that we left it? And how do we make it never happen again?
Okay, we got about, I don't know, 40 seconds before the break. We probably don't have time to go into. On the other side, I want to get into an example. You know, what would be, as you work with somebody, let's talk about something that people can relate to in terms of that. What, is there a common thread that you see throughout the world, or something that's more common than others, or some trend that you're seeing?
Well, you know, in medicine, the number one and two killers in the United States are cancer and heart disease. And if we look at heart disease is all about people having issues with the embodiment of love. So one of the big threads I see is what's going on with love and how have we left it. That would be heart disease.
Wow. Okay, great. We'll get into that cancer. We'll ask you about cancer on the other side and a specific thing that you can relate to. Dr. D, okay. Meaning Dr. Dr. Jaffe, M.D., drjaffemd.com. drjaffemd.com is the website. You're listening to the Power Hour. It's a pleasure to have you, ladies and gentlemen. This is the right place. Where else would you rather be? You'll go listen to CNN, listen to the propaganda, have them manipulate you, or you want independent thought?
Hi, this is Jay at the Paramall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com. As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food and storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made good for you. Food stores, I love to eat. Yum!
Welcome back to the Power Hour, thepowermall.com. We got some great, again, really, I want you to be happy, healthy, successful, and free, just as God intends you to be. And part of that is health, and a big part of your health is gut health and is oral health. Robert Tactalian, we're going to have him come on, I'm not sure when, and have him tell his story about his family and from Armenia and stuff. It's fantastic, but I mean in a just unbelievable way, not in a good way. Well, it's good that his family made it out, but it's a really important story. Anyway, why do I bring that up? He's a founder of Vitamir, and the Vitamir Oral Health, we've asked everybody, look, buy toothpaste. Are you going to buy toothpaste from Crest, from Colgate, from these corporations? Are you going to buy toothpaste from Robert Tactalian, from us? You can buy it from the good guys or from some corporation. Everybody needs toothpaste and mouthwash. We got the bundle so that you can save, the winter wellness bundle, oregano oil, super silver, and the silver lozenge all together on sale. And those silver lozenges are fantastic, by the way. And oregano oil is just beyond with Dr. Cass. So check all those out at the Power Mall. Of course, Activator Charcoal is on sale. iComplex CS, the Strauss, the Heart Drops, what have you. New customers, we have a lot of new listeners. You get 10% off your first order using the code FIRST10 at checkout or when you call Jay. 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. We shout out and say hello to the new radio stations that we've had on. We are expanding and we need to expand. This message is important. Who knows how much time? Who knows what the future holds? What the future holds is truth. If you want truth, if you reach out for truth, if you live for truth, truth will magnify in your life. That's one thing I've learned. Anyway, we need your support, and you need to support us, because if not, if you don't support shows like this, then the only thing on TV is going to be CNN and Fox News and what have you and all these corporate-driven shows which have a level of truth to them, but all in all are there for a deception. I'm not here trying to deceive you. This show, our guests, are not. Dr. Jaffe is not here trying to deceive you. He's trying to liberate you, and that's what we want to do here. So that's our show deserves and needs your support. So thank you so much. 877-817-9829. Don't forget, December's coming up. That's always our worst month. If you give a gift to your friend, we're your friend. Think about giving us a donation or a gift or something to help us and to pay our bills. So thank you so much. Getting back to Dr. Jaffe, drjaffemd.com. Drjaffemd.com is his website. Before the break, we were talking about the spiritual healing he does. He is a medical doctor also. So in conjunction with medicine, quote unquote, that perspective, he can begin to use the spiritual component of it to dig down and to unlock the body's ability to then be healed by traditional medicine or just spontaneous healing. He talked about heart disease and mentioned what is the spiritual connection with heart disease, and also he's going to talk about cancer. So finish up about heart disease, Dr. Jaffe, and then get into cancer.
Okay. Well, I mean, heart disease is about love. We talked about that. And, you know, there are many types of heart disease and different facets of why people don't love or don't feel loved are held in the subconscious. And when something is held in the subconscious over a long period of time, it affects the way the body chemistry works. You know, and of course, in time, that will lead to heart disease, can lead to cancer, or, you know, all sorts of things. So when you, for example, in the case of heart disease, which I happen to like, very successful healing, was a woman who was dying of end-stage congestive heart failure. Okay, so she was in the process of dying of end-stage failure when she came to see me. At that point, her ejection fraction, which is how the doctors measure the pump, was at, you know, a little over 35%, 30%. Which is basically considered to be terminal. And, you know, usually they die within about 6 to 12 months. So she was at that place of death, and she said to me, and I asked her, I said, what caused it? She said, well, I was exposed to swamp gases under my cabin. I was out in the desert, and I breathed them, and that's what caused my heart to fail. But you see, in spiritual healing, we don't fully believe that. We know that the swamp gases are there. We know that the heart responds to it. But we know that there's something else also going on, which is the spiritual side. And we believe that actually the spiritual side makes the passage open for the physical side. And the spiritual side, when healed, can also help to close the medical physical side. So what we did is we started looking at why she was closed to love. And what we found was that she had put all of her desire to know God onto people, that people were going to liberate her. She was going to go see a guru or a teacher, in this case a priest, who was going to help her to find God. Well, she went out to be with this person. This person actually ended up doing some things that weren't right with her. It broke her trust in the person. It broke her trust in the religion. It broke her trust in God itself. And right after that, she went into congestive heart failure. Well, we were able to turn that around. Because we said, what the real issue was that she was going to others looking for her connection when she really needed to find the connection to God and the love from God directly, which she did. She turned it around. And it took, you know, we were together for 2-3 days in a group. At the end of the time, she had big healing, big release, big opening. She went back about a month later. She called me up and she said, you can't believe it. My heart functions have all returned to complete normal. Everything has come back. And I'm now without congestive heart failure. And I'm off all drugs.
All right, let me ask you, because you talked about in her specific case and her trust of quote-unquote religious leaders or whatever happened, you know, I don't know. I don't think it matters. But I look at America, we're a real America-centric here because that's what I know the most about. Our guest knows about, you know, I'm sure it's true in most of the world, certainly Western world, but in America, certainly number one cause of death is heart disease, followed closely by cancer. Is there a kind of a mass break, a mass heart disease in our whole consciousness of our country? Is these, we're seeing, especially with the Catholic Church, the pedophilia scandal with you know, the priests and things. Is this almost like a mass breaking of people's trust in God and separation from God going on?
I think it's happening at very large levels. But ultimately, I think, you know, the good that's coming out of it is people are realizing that truth is often hidden, you know, that we don't always know what is true. And so what's happening is people are saying, you know what, I'm going to have to find the truth myself because I put my trust here, I put my trust there. And my trust was broken. So now I've got to go back, and I have to have that direct connection to God, to oneness, to love myself. And I think that's the flower of what's happening. But I think that places where we've been imprisoned by others are breaking free. You know, we're understanding that we have to be really careful. We can follow and we can learn, but we also have to be very careful to have our own connection and our own thoughts, and that when we feel that something's not right inside of our hearts, we have that trepidation that we're being somehow duped, you know, that we have to listen. We have to listen to our own inner knowing, that own voice inside of ourselves, and follow it. And I think if people start to do that, we'll be well on our way to really healing.
You know, it may end up being the greatest thing that Trump has done in his presidency. To me, it probably certainly is until now. The greatest thing he did was probably the first week of his time in office. In that news conference, he pointed at CNN and Jim Acosta and says, "You're fake news." At that point, he kind of turned something in American consciousness that we were maybe started to think or whatever. He broke the wall just all the way down and pointed at these places like CNN. I pick on CNN because they're just so pickable, but anyway, and made the point that these people are lying to you, that the things that you have trusted, the institutions you have trusted getting on a bigger level, they are lying to you. They are trying to manipulate you. And he gave America, a big part of the population, the permission to think that way. Does that mean anything to you?
Yeah, it does. I mean, when I was in college, I was initially studying to be a journalist. And one of the courses I took was about analyzing current news. And when you start to look into the news and you go into that, what you find is that all of these big news companies have essentially slants or positions that the news
agendas.
Is built around.
Agendas.
Exactly. Yeah. And they're positioning the news to support their agendas.
This is what I've said this idea of fair and balanced or unbiased news, that is a pipe dream. That is ridiculous. Everybody who gives you or reports or talks about a news story, including myself, has an angle. Everybody has, even if it's their own perspective, has an angle. Everybody.
That's true. But I think the angle of people seeking the truth is the best one to have, because then at least you're getting to what's real. And then people have the freedom to choose from a place of knowing what's real. I think it's when we cover up the truth and we hide it from people and then we guide them down a false path, I think that's when we really create problems.
Okay, let's talk about, we got about 15 minutes or so. Talk about cancer quickly, I mean, if we can. What is the spiritual sense of cancer that we're missing here?
You know, it basically, you know, I think it's caught in the word malignant. You know, I think malignant, you know, essentially means, you know, kind of like strong badness or something like that. But what we find in cancer is that there always is something of that nature going on inside the person somewhere. Now, it doesn't mean that they're evil or anything like that. But what it means is that there's some hidden, like maybe raging part of themselves that didn't get handled in their life. And it somehow has turned against them, and it's affecting the body. So an example today, of course, you know, the number one cause of breast cancer is, you know, the breast cancer is the number one cause of cancer for women in the United States. But in the breast cancer that I've worked with, usually what happens is something of the love, of the giving of the love has been broken. And in that breaking, in that giving of the love, in that breaking of the love, there becomes this angry part within that sort of bruise inside of them. And when we get to the cancer, we're usually finding that brewing place. And when we've seen cancer disappear, it's usually about when they've handled it. It's like when they've worked through whatever was causing them to be deeply angry about the love, and they reestablish the love within them. That's usually when the cancer disappears. So at this point, when I work with cancer, I'm always looking for, you know, what's the fear? You know, in this case, fear of receiving or giving love in breast cancer. What is the anger? What's the rage? What happens? What's the hopelessness within them? Once we find it, how do we rebuild that? How do we rebuild the hope? How do we rebuild the strength? How do we help them to learn to give or receive the love in the way that they need? And what needs to be purified in their unconscious, which they may not be aware of, that may be leading to this this whole thing developing. And that approach has been pretty effective and has helped many, many people at this point, you know, overcome. And again, I want to say this is in conjunction with conventional medicine. I'm not telling people not to step out of it. I'm just saying that you can go and do what you need to do, but take care of these places in yourself. If you do, you will probably not have a recurrence of that cancer. But if you don't, and you're, if you, what I'm saying is true, that they, these issues are going on in your unconscious, and you treat it with radiation and chemo, what happens to those issues inside of you? Do you think they just go away because you cut out the tumor? No. Those things are sitting in your subconscious. You have to take care of them. When you do, I think you'll see many, many changes or differences in the outcomes of your healing.
Okay, you know, let's maybe get a little deeper. You said mentioned work through or purified work. Let's say little children. So little children, a child gets yelled at too much by the parents. So they get yelled at. So what are we talking? That gets turned into what? Self-doubt or I mean, let's go through that whole process. So it turns into self-doubt. How do they work through that? How do they purify that?
Okay, well, children are generally different anyways. When you get a child that gets, you know, cancer, it has to do with the family constellation. It has to do with the lineage. It's not only the child. Children are, you know, essentially pure. And when they get illnesses, there's something usually going on. And I'll give you an example of this. We worked on a 10-year-old had a glioblastoma. Glioblastoma is very rare but common brain tumor you see in children. But it's pretty much, you know, you don't see a lot of healing from it, very, very rarely. And this was a child. She was, you know, at the point where she was essentially sleeping 23 hours a day. She wasn't eating. They had given her, you know, very little time left before she was going to die. And when we got inside of it, what we found was that the parents were going through a divorce, that the mother, her belief systems were very against the father. And the belief systems of the mother were impacting the child. The child loved the father and the mother equally. The tearing of the mother away from the father tore something in her mind, and the cancer came out of that. Once we were able to purify, by purify I mean we actually had to work with the mom in this case, and we helped her to stop judging the father. We helped her to love the father. We helped her to understand the father's nature, which was different than her own. As she began to move into love, which she did because she was worried about losing her child, and she returned to the love, she stopped making the fight, she stopped making separation. They returned back into the marriage with each other. Would you believe that after, I would say, about 6-7 hours of work with her, the child woke up, literally stood up, got out of bed, and returned to school for the first time in, like, I think 9 to 12 months. It went back to school and was now going back as a normal child. It had all the symptoms disappeared in that short amount of time.
So the child, let me get this straight, what you just said. The child was basically asleep in bed, unconscious or kind of out of it. You are working with the mother in a separate area. As you work with the mother for hours, the child woke up.
That's right. The mother, by healing the issue, which was really the mother, the child was able to shift inside of herself.
What does that say about the interconnectedness of us all, especially within a family, not only with a family, then on the bigger human family?
Well, you know, people don't realize it, but we're all connected by cords of light. You don't see it because we live in the sense world. But anybody who has opened the spiritual worlds, you will actually realize that we're in an ocean of light and that we are connected by these cords of light. And when you're a family, those cords are incredibly interwoven. So when you have illness, you know, if it's in this case, let's say the mom and the father, and you heal those cords of light outside, what they do is it's like the pull they have on the child heals inside of her. She got back to love. She was no longer in separation in her mind. She was no longer dealing with separation in the family. It resolved outside, but the cords let it resolve inside, and she healed inside of herself.
Let me ask you, I know this probably doesn't seem to relate, but maybe it does. I don't know. I just want to get your perspective on it because I respect your opinion. We're seeing children, you know, in California especially, now it's quote-unquote a law that this comprehensive sex education is being taught to, you know, five-year-olds are being taught that, well, your parents gave you a gender. That's not your gender. You can choose your gender. Your parents just basically told you you're a boy. That doesn't mean you're a boy. And you're seeing this kind of schizophrenia and this breakdown of really the core of creation, the core of, you know, divine. I mean, you're basically messing with God's blueprint here. This can't be good.
No, I agree. I think that God has a blueprint, and, you know, at a certain level, it's, you know, it is about perpetuation of the species. You know, God is wanting the species to go forward. You know, if you break that down, you know, essentially you kill the species. The species is going to go and it's going to disappear. And that's not what God wants. So God has created things in a way to bring things forward in that type of bonding. So there is a natural order of things. I'm not saying that if we leave that order, we're doing something, you know, that's terrible, but I'm saying that it does break the natural order. And I think that I think we have to be careful to step on those things. What we really need to understand is nature itself and what is God trying to do and what does God want to do. And that doesn't mean that it's okay to separate out people and judge them and hate them for their choices. But at the same time, I think that we do also need to honor what God is actually trying to do.
Yeah, you said something right there that I didn't, you know, I've kind of thought about it or put it together, but you immediately answered my question or that scenario with this thought. This leads to the destruction of species. And, you know, on some level, it's even our founding fathers, as they were really philosophers, is what many of them were, and they began to expound truth out of nature, or looking at nature for truth, or seeing this, like the core basic ideas and concepts of these things. As they began to latch on to these, then the whole direction and future of their posterity changed. If we allow the reverse of that to basically undo nature, to basically use situational morality, situational truth, and undo all of that, even a boy and a girl, a man and a woman, male and female, Adam and Eve, whatever you want to call it, then you're destroying the species and you're going towards now transhumanism. It's like a satanic plan for a new type of humanity, a transhuman type. I mean, I don't know what I'm trying to say here. I'm just thinking out loud, listening to you.
Well, I think this is the thing, that there are people, when I say people, I mean people like Christ and people like Moses and Muhammad and Abraham, that have that direct connection to God, and they are able to receive what God's plan truly is. They know it, and they've talked about it. Now, a lot of it may have been, you know, once it comes in, everybody argues and fights with it and tries to make it whatever. But I think in all of those original teachings, those people had, you know, the deep wisdom that divinity was trying to set in motion on this planet. And I think that's where we've got to turn. We have to really look at those original teachings and say, what were they saying? And I also think that, you know, if we look deep, the answers are in everybody's heart anyways. It's not that we have to go there. I think we all have our connection and we can see that. But I think that, you know, one thing is clear, that God wants the creation that God has put in place to go forward. So in that case, you have to have reproduction, and that it was created in that form. So I think if we stop that, due to any reason, we're breaking the basic form of the plan of God. And I think that's a mistake. So, and this is where I think people, you know, sometimes we're a little bit, we don't really understand the outcomes of our choices. You know, we make choices, they seem small, but the ripple effects can be extremely, extremely large on all sorts of things. So that's where we have to kind of really turn to the wisest ones of the human beings and really try to understand what they taught, try to understand what God was giving to them. And in my opinion, is we should do our best to try to follow it.
There's a story. Well, we only got a couple minutes. Well, next time you come on, we'll get into this. But once you tell people, Dr. Jaffe, MD, is where they can get a hold of you. DrJaffeMD.com. What should people expect? Why do people reach out to you? And what would they expect as they talk to you?
Well, what I'll do, or the people I've trained, we have a group of trained healers, will help you to connect to God in a deep, direct way. It will help you get guidance to see what's really going on inside of you. What we find is that all diseases have pockets of hidden things. And that the once you have that connection, it will open those pockets of pain or discord or the choices that you mentioned earlier, and we will find them. And then we'll help you to purify them, to process them through. Some of it, a lot of it, you'll learn to do yourself. And I think it's better to teach a person to fish than give them a fish. But we'll also give you some fish. You know, we'll work with you to help you to purify. But our real goal is teaching you to have that connection yourself so that you can do this yourself. You know, it's kind of like a life skill. You have to be able to, when your kids have troubles, that as a parent, you know how to find out what's going on inside of them and help them to heal it. When your family members, your parents, your whatever, your mate has problems, you know, how can we really help them? I mean, a lot of times we don't know what to do. We send them to therapists or whatever. But I think that there is a great deal we can do. So we'll be teaching you that process of spiritual healing, which is how to find the cause of your problem, how to purify it, and then to understand what the right way is with it.
Dr. Jaffe, it's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you. Look, I'm with you on this battle, or whatever you want to call it, this quest. I don't like to use the word fight, because if you fight something, then it grows. You know, the government fights poverty, and poverty grows. The government fights cancer, and cancer grows. This quest for realignment with God, realignment back to who we are, back to our source, back to the divinity that we come from. That's really what we're living for. And the conflict and the contrast is all the world trying to co-opt that and to pull it down and pull you into it. That's what I see. And so this is the quest of our lives. This is the purpose of our existence and what have you. So, Dr. Jaffe, God bless you, my friend. I really look forward to talking to you again, and God keep you.
Thank you so much, Daniel.
Stay there, Doc.
Return to you.
Stay there.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.